For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Government still had a surplus on the books at the end of August, but officials acknowledge that position won't last for much longer.
Just my personal expectation is that at the end of September, we'll see that that surplus all, you know, just about wiped out, if not slip into a deficit. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, it accumulates every month.
Finance Minister the Honourable Roy McTaggart tells Radio Cayman government revenues are projected to fall by more than $100 million this year. Financial Secretary Kenneth Jefferson says the last month government recorded a surplus was February, with significant monthly deficits seen in March, April, May, June and July.
In the month of August, the deficit was 13.8, almost $14 million, and the budget expectation for August was actually $17 million. So we were actually slightly ahead. We performed slightly better by about $3 million for the month of August. And so when you add all of those surplus and deficits for the individual months, January to August, you get a cumulative surplus of approximately $27 million for central government.
Earlier this month, the finance minister, the Honourable Roy McTaggart, announced publicly that government had been awarded a standby line of credit by a consortium of local banks of up to $403 million. Lawmakers will discuss an appropriation for a possible $500 million borrowing when they meet again on October 14th, prior to accessing any of the funds from the LOC. Dreams became a reality this month with the award of a doctoral degree in human and social services to Diane Ricketts, manager and accountant at the Cayman Islands Conference of Seventh-day Adventist. Dr. Ricketts was awarded her human and social services doctoral degree with a specialization in higher education by Walden University. In another landmark achievement for Mrs. Ricketts, the cabinet of the Cayman Islands government appointed her as a guardian ad litem, effective May 2020. Guardians represent the interests of infants, the unborn, children, or incompetent persons involved in various legal actions coming before the courts. Tickets will be on sale starting tomorrow for Rotary Central's largest fundraiser of the year, the Music Extravaganza.
This year it'll be CNB and the Swanky Kitchen Band and Regeneration Band. By Wednesday morning, we are circulating. And we'll be full swing until November the 28th. The culminating event, the Saturday night of November the 28th, will be... the occasion will take place at Salties, which is in Grand Harbour.
Member Carl Brown says with each ticket sold is a chance to win $40,000, and the money raised will go toward the more than 70 community programs Rotary Central is involved with. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has warned that heavy fighting with Azerbaijan presents an existential threat to his country and the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Pashinyan said Armenians in the region would all be killed if they didn't fight. It's been announced that the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah, has died at the age of 91. Sheikh Sabah had ruled Kuwait since 2006, when he took power after his predecessor, Sheikh Saad, had to abdicate just days after his accession for medical reasons. The Indian government has rejected allegations by the rights organisation Amnesty International that repeated harassment by the state forced it to halt operations in the country. The Home Affairs Ministry said that Amnesty India had circumvented laws on foreign funding, a charge the organisation has rejected. The Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, has demanded the immediate resignation of a European commissioner over what he called her derogatory public statements. In an interview with Der Spiegel magazine, the Commissioner for Values and Transparency, Viera Jourova, suggested that most Hungarians had no room to express free opinions. BBC News.